everyone, and welcome to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. Coming in fourth place this year is the Mupacabra. Coming in third place is going to be our good friend Switch Riggs. Second place this year goes to the 12-sided guy, and of course the undefeated and undisputed winner of No Nut November is myself, Merlin Sensei. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I was a little upset for a second, and you know what? Yeah, no, I'll own that. I probably did come in last.
I don't know. I probably didn't. They probably came in last because I was up at, 12, 1 o'clock, and Robert was doing stuff the first day.
It's nonstop, guys. Nonstop. Oh, that was Halloween.
What? That was the other thing. Some people are trying to coin it as nonstop Nut November, and I would have really preferred to have been a part of that group instead.
That's probably more in line with how my November went. So,
but I also have succeeded at No Shave November, and I have my beautiful Decembeard.
Very nice.
But since Moo got a haircut, I don't know. Maybe I think I should pay her back and just shave my beard off.
Oh, please don't. Oh, God. No. That's what Dress Blacks actually said to me when I came home, and I was like, I hate it so much. She's like, on the bright side, it's not nearly as traumatic as seeing me without a beard. And I was like, you know what? Fair point.
Shave.
I did that for a year, and I was like, nope.
I
think
everything.
I look okay
with and beard.
Rough.
Just gone. Hair, beard, gone. Yeah. Whole thing. Egg shape. Go to Moo and be like, this is your fault.
That's right. I'm going to shave my head, get rid of the beard. I'm just going to grow out my mustache, and I'm going to start chasing blue hedgehogs.
Yeah, please don't. I have to specifically ask you to not.
Well.
It's literally, I was talking to Dress Blacks about that, and he said he one time was shaving and missed with the clippers and messed up his mustache and thought, well, I haven't shaved in about 20 years and just, and immediately was like,
I mean, I've done
No.
It's like, okay, I'm just going to take off just a little bit, just a teeny bit. Oh, well, now I have to take the whole thing off. Shit.
Yeah. Nope.
But hey, the gang's all here.
We are.
December 1st at time of recording. Is this a new age for nerdgasm? Probably not.
Not unless we cut our content in half and split it into different things. It's not.
Well, we'll see.
We are playing with some new ideas. We're having some new thoughts around here. We are.
Moo is bossing us around.
I am. Look, okay.
I'm here for it.
I'll be honest with you guys. So I don't know if any of the rest of you use Spotify with the same regularity that I do, but Spotify will give you your year wrapped, right? And so like it'll tell you like what your most played songs were. I don't think anybody should be surprised my number one song was Simple Man, but the cover that Jensen Ackles does.
No, of course.
That was my number one. Number two was City Grown Willow, which is Radio Company. It's also Jensen Ackles. But Spotify will also tell you, because our podcast is put out on Spotify, so it will give us information.
Among other areas.
It is, but Spotify specifically will bounce that information back at us and give us some of those analytics. And so I was told we created 4,159 minutes of new content in the last year, which is more than 98% of other people in that category, which is bananas.
I'd like to think that although our content is okay, we are at least consistent, and we definitely have quantity, if not maybe always quality.
I told this to Switch and 12, but Merlin, do you have any guesses as to what our number one most listened to episode this last year was?
The one where 12 fucked the cake.
It's not the one where 12 fucked the cake. It is one of our King Quest episodes. It was the episode on primal prey style relationships and dynamics, and it was streamed 353% more than any other episode this year.
Goodness.
Like, it was huge, which is super exciting. It was played in 11 different countries. The number one was obviously the United States, but then Finland, Canada, Germany, and Belgium. And then it says, something magical happened between March 27th and April 2nd. You had 108% more listeners between March 27th and April 2nd. And I'm checking now because I'm very curious to figure out what the fuck we did.
I would say that's definitely an episode release sounding.
I'm going to out myself so hard in the naughty section. The mention of Finland.
March 27th is an episode literally just entitled Stuff and Things.
And it says, good.
Literally, none of us remember what we talked about this week, and none of us actually like listening to the sound of our own voices, so let's all discover together, shall we? And that's, I still don't know what we talked about. And then April 3rd. No, so it's not even this, because April 3rd is afterwards. April 3rd is, it's only a croissant if the dough is laminated. And I remember freaking out about that, but I have no idea what Stuff and Things was about. But it got 40 plays. Like,
wow.
I still think it's a missed opportunity. I still think it's a missed opportunity that that one episode is not called Cake Quest.
You know what? The one right before it, too.
I like our title, you know, Move Over American Pie. Make room for Canadian cake. That's a good name for an episode.
The weekend before Stuff and Things was, or the week before was the Porn Watch Along Party. And that had quite a few views as well. So I'm thinking maybe our viewers were enjoying the Porn Watch Along Party.
Possibly.
I have a little bit of information from YouTube as well.
Cool.
Aside from your one short that just had a skyrocket at one point, what episode do you think we had, and it is a King Quest episode.
Blowjobs.
The same one. It has the most.
Blowjobs. Yes. For blow whatever jobs, reason.
It has the most.
I knew that for some reason. That had like a ridiculous number of plays.
Yeah, for our channel, yes, 132 plays and still climbing. It is our top listen to, because everyone thinks, you know, they're going to maybe see one, but
right.
No.
Maybe. Yeah,
no. I believe that's our second best. One for the naughty section after. Because there's office talk on that one that I want to share.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I think our second best episode on YouTube is, it might actually be when 12 and I played 60 Seconds.
People really liked that one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like 109, I want to say, or something like that.
110 now.
Our podcast is in the top 30% most shared globally. And then our Spotify does this thing where they tell you what your listener's personality is, and it's the devotee. When your fans love a podcast, they really love it. They're quick to support new releases and play their favorite episodes over and over. We had an 87% increase in listeners and a 56% increase in followers. And then this is the part that just really touches my heart, and I just want to share this, and then I will shut up for a little while and say thank you to our listeners. It says, we are a top 10 podcast for 32 fans. We are a top 5 podcast for 26 fans, and we are the number 1 podcast for 13 fans. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, from the bottom of my butt, from the bottom of everywhere. My butt's bigger than my heart. And just thank you for listening.
Do those numbers overlap? Like, it's like, oh, top one for 13.
I don't
and that
know.
13 carries over into the top 5, and then those numbers carry over into the top 10, or are they structured differently?
I'm not sure. It's a good question.
That's just more math than I would like, that's all I know.
Ah, math.
I am a simple creature. I'm the Team Himbo here, so, I mean, obviously.
That's where we, Team Himbo shirts.
Team Himbo.
But yeah, our subscriber account is always on the rise on YouTube as well. I've only seen 2 people ever drop off throughout the entire time we've been on there thus far this past year. And keeps going up little by little. So it was nice.
That surprises me too, honestly, because I feel like we're fairly opinionated people. I mean, I guess maybe, yeah, we're fairly opinionated people, but if you're coming here, you have a pretty decent idea of what you're going to get. And so
probably
it's not like we've said something and they're like, oh, fuck, we didn't know she was going to talk about dicks. Like,
right. It's not like we're going to be like, hey, we talk about, you know, love is love and people are people and it's okay to be people and it's okay to not be okay and stuff like that.
Fuck these people.
Also, yeah, also, let me go ahead and tell you about how Andrew Tate is Jesus incarnate. It's like, no, no, no.
Don't even get me started on Andrew Tate. I will go off.
I'm going to be the ignorant one and say, who's Andrew Tate? I'm sorry.
No. I will send you a video later, Moo.
Politician?
It'll explain
everything.
No.
Andrew Tate is...
Is it Tate or Taint? Is he
Tate.
Mispronouncing
Tate.
It?
Tate.
Tate.
I am mispronouncing it on purpose.
Pronouncing
Andrew
it, mispronouncing
Tate
it on purpose.
Is toxic masculinity if it succeeded super well as a motivational speaker.
Oh, fuck like, that guy then.
Like millions of dollars well.
Ew.
But yeah.
Why
like,
do we allow this?
Like
fuck
a whole generation of young men who are... Well, there we go. I'm not going to go off on the podcast. I see I'm getting...
You. Fuck
yeah,
them.
But, yeah. See, look what you did, Merlin. I'm going to take this Moo Penny.
Well.
This is mine now.
12 is one Moo Penny richer. If you have no penny, a Moo Penny will do.
That's what we
it's basically
do,
like
Merlin.
Canadian money.
That's what we need
create
to
create Moo Pennies?
We need to make some Moo Pennies with those 3D printers. And only shower
yes.
her with them.
Little cow head on one side, strawberry on the other.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was going to say, like, we could go ahead and put Moo's head, you know, for heads, and then
a cow
Moo's
tail
for tails.
You guys are big old dorks. Can I tell you before we go into other nerdy
no,
stuff?
No, you may not.
Okay.
Yes, please.
So... I shared the story with you about the banana in the elevator, right?
Yes, that was the name of
yeah.
one of our previous episodes.
I had to call the police today for a separate building and a separate elevator and a separate banana. And I don't know why there's, like, is this a TikTok trend that I don't know about? Like, just go smash a banana in an elevator? Because it's like a fucking thing now. And I need y'all to stop. Okay? Because this is the absurdity. So obviously, I think kids just think they're being stupid, right? But when you jam a banana in there and it fucks up the sensor, it costs a bunch of money to have somebody come fix the fucking elevator. So that's criminal damage. Like, so I have to file a police report. And so I had to call a fucking officer of the law and tell them, hello, yes, I'd like to report a banana smashed in an elevator.
Sorry, tried to.
That's what they did. There, like, there was a pause where they wanted to, like, you could tell that the officer would be like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, look, I recognize that what I just said sounds nuts. Let me explain why. And that's, like I said, I explained, look, it fucks up the sensor and then we have to call the company and it costs a bunch of money to fix, blah, 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 blah. So really, it's vandalism. So she's like, well, they're out dealing with, like, and she didn't say an actual case, but you could tell, like, that's what was implied, right? Like, well, they're out on a case and it's going to be a minute. So I'll have them get back to you. Is this a good phone number for you? Yeah, absolutely. I'm on my way home, and as 12 knows, because I've called him on the way home a couple times, I drive through buttfuck nowhere to get from work to home. And the signal is awful. So I'm coming up on, like, this, the bad zone territory. Officer calls back and I'm like, hello, officer. So-and-so. And he's like, I've got the report from dispatch here, but I just want to make sure that I'm understanding this. And so
somebody shoved a banana in the elevator?
Somebody smashed, he's like, so somebody smashed a banana in an elevator? Why is this a police? And I'm like, yes, no, I'm not like trying to get you to arrest the Three Stooges or anything. Like, this is why it's an issue. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. But I was like,
it's the second time that it happened.
Right. I said, I apologize because I recognize that this sounds like I'm just literally making shit up to be upset about, but like it is an actual issue. Other fun fact, that's the second time I've called the cops this week because somebody ripped the entire door off of a washing machine. Like, the glass part that, like, you put it on your head and it looks like a space helmet. Yeah. Ripped one of those motherfuckers clean off. And so I had to sit there, call the police and go, hi, somebody vandalized a washer. They ripped the door off. And then the officer again comes and he's like, oh, wow, yeah, that's off there, huh? And I'm like, yep.
It's got to be easier than you might think because I swear it happens. Because the one job I work in is property management, and that happens way more often than you would think. And for the life of me, I can never figure out how they do it, because I can't do it.
So here's what I think is happening, because the actual part that connects it is plastic. It's strong plastic, but it's plastic. And I think what's happening is they're front-load washers, so people are getting down on their hands and knees to load the washer, and then when they stand up, they're pushing down on the top of it as leverage and just snapping it right off.
That makes sense.
My only suspicion for this is that it was an accident and not vandalism. They left the door. Because to me, if you're going to vandalize it on purpose, you're taking that fucking door with you. Because you best believe when I saw it, I took that motherfucker back to my office. I was like, I'm going to turn it into a wreath and I'm going to just have decorations of vandalized shit. The bar that somebody ripped out of the elevator, I wrapped that shit in tinsel. It's or garland. Oh, it's pretending to be a candy cane for the rest of the month.
But I want pictures. Almost... That's going on the TikTok. Or the TikTok. The Twitter.
They suck.
It almost sounds like... Have you all watched Hot Fuzz?
I love Hot Fuzz.
It's Simon Pegg, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Simon Pegg. There's a part in it where, like... You know, he joins this bumfuck nowhere police force, you know, like London sends him out there because he's doing too good of a job in London. And, you know, everybody out in the country is making fun of him because he's taking it so seriously and stuff like that. And he gets a phone call and it's just like, hello, the swans escaped. The swans escaped from where? From the castle. Who is this? This is Mr. Staker. Peter Ian Staker. Piss taker, come on! And then it like flashes, and you stand there with the guy. It's like, so can you describe the swan? Because yeah. It was an actual. It's just like, oh god.
It's a fun movie though.
Great movie.
It was.
Showed our mutual friend that the first time she came over. What? She had never seen it.
Do we have a name for her? She needs
a name. No, not yet.
No, and I don't think she wants her that life name on there either.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for us to do like a Nerdgasm mystery theater.
The cute girl. I'm just gonna start calling her the cute girl. You think she'll be offended by that? She's cute.
No, she's fucking hot.
I know. Well, look.
She's blushing as she listens.
That's fine. She can blush. I don't even know if
she listens to every episode as it comes out, but she came over today, just before and stuff like that, and I was like, oh wow, because we had dinner last week, which is why I missed the podcast, because I don't understand how clock works.
It's true.
But she was showing me, you know, some pictures of, like, some of the other outfits she's worn.
She's beautiful.
And stuff like that. She's gorgeous.
I'm threatened. Like, honest to God, threatened by her. Like, in every way, shape, form, and fashion, threatened by her. Like, not in a way that makes me dislike her, but, like...
Well, no, it's kind of funny because we were kind of talking and you came up in conversation, Moo, and I forget what exactly we were talking about. She was like, yeah, so basically Moo is just a slightly older, shorter version of me. I was like, I didn't say that. And she's like, no, but I'm saying that. And I was like, okay, fair enough. But she came over today and she had stopped at home after work instead of coming straight over because she had to take care of her dog and stuff like that. And she put on, you know, a little bit of makeup and stuff in the goth aesthetic a little bit.
She's really pretty. She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful.
I'm back.
So from but, Canada to whoever they're talking about, how you doing?
Hey.
She's a sweetheart, back too. Off, she's super duper nice, too. Like, that's the obnoxious part. Like, I'm like, I don't want to like you. Like, I want to just be threatened by you, but she's actually super fucking nice, too. And I'm just like, God damn it.
Listen, if you're listening, I'm like, sorry. Well,
I've got Moo, like, fooled, you know, because she thinks I'm super nice. Meanwhile,
oh, no, listen,
calling her a brat, and then, you know, she's, you know, kind of going back and forth on me. She's like, oh, I have to live up to both of these now, just to throw you off.
I'm like, ah. That she's not both. Like, the potential is definitely there for it. Like, I watched her get hit with something and then just zen herself and be like, nope. And I was like, oh. That was interesting. Like, just literally, like, you could tell she was gonna make a noise, and then she just went. And Afy doesn't like it when you don't make noise.
Well, then.
And I was like, oh, you bitch. Fuck, I don't want to like you, but I like you. Because she's non-threatening, too. Like, I'll be perfectly honest, because I can see a lot of similarities between the two of us, too. I don't like me very much. Well. And typically, people that are like me, I don't like them either. Like... But she's very, I feel bad that we're just still continually talking about her. I just really like her. She's super cute. She's, like, she's super kind. I guess maybe nice is the wrong word, because I can tell she also has a bratty side, even just the limited interactions. But she's kind. You can tell that she is kind. But yeah, sorry. I'll stop talking about her. So.
I like that one episode where the Nerdgasm crew talked about someone not by name for a really long time.
For a really long time.
Listen, she's pretty and I'd squeeze her, okay?
I also agree she is pretty and I do squeeze her.
Good.
Consensually and with clothes on.
Consensually and with clothes on. I squeezed her with less clothes on, I think.
I know. I am jealous, you know, but, you know.
Meanwhile, I have no idea who you guys are talking about. Like, no context.
That's okay.
That's okay.
All right, so, goodness, what's new? I wasn't here last week, so there's stuff to talk about. Did we talk about Jason David Frank?
Briefly.
Okay.
That was kind of a sad thing to hear about.
It's
surprised.
Heartbreaking, not only because of his passing, but also because of the apparent suicide of it. It's just like, what?
And that's, I was trying to explain to Dress Blacks and Titmouse, because they are too old for Power Rangers, okay?
I'm 37, and I was all about Power Rangers.
Yeah, but Dress Blacks is 42. And there's a big difference. You got to remember, when Power Rangers came out, he was already a teenager. So it was a baby show. Like, his little brother is my age, right? So his little brother was watching it. And so to him, it was a baby show. And so I was trying to explain, like, watching the show as a little kid. And I said, you know, Jason David Frank is actually one of the ones that had kind of a more successful career afterwards. He went on to do MMA. He was really prevalent in, like, the con circuit. He was one
of
the...
And he was multiple Rangers, and I'm not just talking about green and white. Mm-hmm. Like, he was green, white, red, blue. Like, he did a lot
in the Power
Rangers universe.
Yeah, as it went on, and I don't know.
I'm
not surprised, though.
That was actually part of what led to how it went down, was he... I believe he's on record saying he felt responsible for carrying the weight of the franchise at some point, because he was the face, as it were, and he was so prevalent in the con scene.
It's, you know, some people have said it before in regards to other actors that have played Rangers, but maybe there is, you know, a Power Rangers curse.
Yeah, I guess he's not the first one to, yeah. I saw it. I was like, Tommy, no! Like,
yeah, I mean,
and I guess
Trini,
maybe,
the one that
Trini,
played
yeah.
the Yellow Ranger originally, died in a car crash, I believe.
I believe so, yes.
And then one of the Red Rangers just recently killed their room, well, not recently, but yeah, killed their roommate with that. A katana, if I remember correctly. Among others that I probably don't even know off the top of my head.
Well, and so, honestly, though, too, some of it is like David Yost, who played Billy, the original Blue Ranger, talks about, I mean, because he came out as gay and talked about how awful it was for him going through this process and everything. And it, you know, it makes you realize that maybe obviously everything wasn't all puppy dogs and rainbows, but I don't know. I guess that was one of the ones where I was like, oh, but again, it didn't surprise me. And I guess some of it feels like they went from acting and they went from doing all this stuff and now they're just kind of doing the con circuit. And I feel like that would have to grate on you because it's a lot of like reliving the good old days. And you can do that so much before it, you know.
Yeah, I would think that one of the best ways to maybe get an idea for how some of these actors go through when you know, a series is over or anything like that is if you watch the beginning of the movie Galaxy Quest starring Tim Allen, because that starts off, you know, at a convention and he's there and stuff like that. And, you know, some of the actors are like, I can't believe we're doing this again. And, you know, there's the one actor that gets all the accolades or whatever, maybe in this, you know, version, Jason David Frank, you know what I mean? Because he is, you know, one of the most well-known and popular ones. But, you know, it kind of gives, when I first watched it, it seemed like a very tongue-in-cheek, you know, kind of like nod towards what happens. But just growing older through the years, it's like, ooh, this seems a little too real.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There's that. It's December, and I'm sure Moo is ecstatic because she has sent me multiple pictures of her 10-foot-tall Christmas tree in 12. Her foyer that
it's
is
12.
Wrapped around, well, the staircase is wrapped around it, practically.
I literally was cramming this. I bring the tree home. Okay, first of all, I found the tree on Facebook Marketplace. It was brand new. The box was open because the guy opened. He's like, I opened it to take a picture and then realized how big it was and went, uh-uh. And then I just took a picture of the box. So brand new 12-foot tree pre-lit for $100. Wow. I couldn't even get a fucking 7.5-foot one for that. So fuck yeah, I got it. And so as I had watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Dressbox and Titmouse, which I had never seen before. And I was like, I feel a little targeted, but I enjoy this movie. And so as I'm cramming this tree and I've got like the second to last section, Titmouse is going, is that going to fit? And I'm going, it'll fit. She's like, are you sure? And I'm
for every time I heard that.
Under the tree,
just gotta make it fit.
Pushing with both feet to get the base to go over and then tilting it sideways to go up. And I was like, see, I told you it'd fit. And Dressbox comes in. He's like, we're going to call you Sparky from now on, aren't we? And I was like, it fit. But he had to go up to the second floor and reach down to put the star on top of the tree.
Goodness.
But I've got 5 of them up now.
Yeah, Moo is addicted to Christmas trees. Actually, the one that you gave us last year is still in the same place. I might have to bust out the ornaments, though.
Hey, I'm okay with this. I'm celebrating Christmas through Moo, basically, at this point, and I'm okay with that, because, like, I have no trees, no plans.
Well, I don't understand, 12. I mean, Santa is Canadian. I mean, that's been confirmed.
So you
are, by law, required to celebrate Christmas, right?
Well, I mean, well, see, the thing is the geese right now, it's just with the economy and everything, we can't afford the Santa charade.
Christmas? In this economy?
Well, exactly.
Santa has Canadian citizenship so that he can enter Canadian airspace. Santa is not solely Canadian. Santa belongs to everybody.
Maybe.
But yeah, I put up a 12, 2 sixes, and then 2, like, fours. And then I have another, like, 6.5 flocked one that has to go up in the dining room. So far. Plus the 6-foot that I put up in my office.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
favorite saving Christmas movie. Not favorite Christmas movie, favorite saving Christmas movie.
Saving Christmas movie?
Yeah. There's oh god, what's that one with Tim Allen where he
Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Yeah, there's a ton of movies out there where for whatever reason you have to save Christmas. You know, Jack the Pumpkin King has kidnapped Santa. Gotta save Christmas. Wow. That's kind of you know, people have stopped believing. We've got to help Santa.
I'm gonna have to go with How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, which there version? You go.
The original.
Ooh.
Okay. The original animated?
The cartoon, yeah. Girl Ravenscroft and, yep, Boris Karloff and, yep. I had to explain to Dress Blacks because he was like, no, I'm not the Grinch everybody thinks I am. And I was like, yes, you are. And I'm going to explain what I mean when I say that. I say, the Grinch didn't hate Christmas. The Grinch hated people. He hated the commercial bullshit.
He hated all the Whos down in Whoville.
Yes. But he
and their
he hated,
noise.
But it was the commercialism and the give me more and the give me stuff and the not appreciating it. And then when he realized, he took all of it away and they were still happy. And they were just happy with one another and they were happy to be together. And then he was like, okay, this is great. This is good. This is wonderful. And then his heart grew 3 sizes and everything was fine because he hated the commercialism and the crassness of it. He didn't hate Christmas. He hated what Christmas had become.
He's not.
So that is why he is my Grinch.
He's not a Slate or a Scrooge. He is a Grinch.
Correct.
Yeah. Just as a heads up, though, if your heart does indeed grow 3 sizes.
See a doctor.
This year, go see a doctor. That's not normal. That's...
If you have time to go see a doctor before it bursts, please go see.
I've seen segments on that from like National Geographic and that sort of thing. And apparently, the science is it's not go see a doctor; it's you're dead.
That's why I said if you can make it to the doctor. Yeah.
That made me think of the joke about how the D&D spell about raise temperature. You can raise it within a space, and it's like inside the body is a space, right?
Right. It's prestidigitation.
Yes. Yeah.
That does a lot of like minor stuff. It's like, oh, I can clean 1 square foot of fabric, or I can heat something up, or cool something down, or, you know,
but
stuff
like
that.
It's like, okay, well, he went through all the stages of heat stroke in 2.5 seconds before his insides liquefied and boiled and he died. Like, congratulations.
It's like my favorite spell in D&D, prestidigitation.
It's very versatile.
It used to be called cantrip.
It did.
Well, they were all cantrips. Well, they're all cantrips.
That's where the spell came from. Well, that's where that came from.
It was cantrip mend or cantrip whatever, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah.
Zero level spell. Yes.
Yep. Switch, what's your favorite saving Christmas film, I suppose?
Oh.
Or special. I don't know.
I always like my Home Alone where that's a very, very, you know, our generation movie. Show a kid it now,
yeah,
they'll be like,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
If you leave your kid Home Alone now, you're calling the Ring doorbell. The cops are there in 3 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And which I was enlightened recently about one part of the movie that... You know, the reason why they can't get in contact with Kevin is because the phones are out, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how did he order the pizza? He had to call to get the pizza.
Did they cut the phone lines afterwards? But
no,
then
it was
his parents would have called before.
It was a storm.
It was the storm.
It was a storm.
So how the fuck did that happen?
Exactly.
The power went out. Yeah.
Well, shit.
I'm going to have to rewatch it, but
well,
I was just recently.
Maybe the power went out and then it came back on. He ordered pizza and maybe then the robbers came and cut the power the next time.
No, maybe he ordered it from a payphone which existed in that day because he did go into town to go shopping.
Payphone?
You're watching Planes.
I'll have to rewatch to double check.
We have to have a watch party for Home Alone.
12, what about you?
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh my fucking god! How did I forget about that movie?
Oh!
There you like Ernest. That's, yeah, I don't know how you forgot.
I love Jim Varney. I will still look at my kids. My kids have never even seen Ernest Saves Christmas, and I will look at them sometimes and go, nobody moves, nobody dies, and then just walk away and say nothing else. And they're like, what, Mom?
I like The Year Without a Santa Claus. I'm a big fan of Rankin-Bass, old-timey stop-motion clay-ish.
I've actually never seen that one.
Mostly done with wood. It's not bad. It's the one that Snow Miser and Heat Miser are from. Mm-hmm. So, I like it. It's okay. It's not my favorite Rankin-Bass, but as far as saving Christmas, then yeah, I'll go with that one.
My kids went through a weird, speaking of Rankin-Bass, Frosty the Snowman phase, where, like, that's what Squeaks wanted to watch. Like, I had to cut her off after about the sixth time we watched it.
It's kind of funny because Frosty isn't Rankin-Bass, I don't think, but Frosty and Rudolph's Christmas in July.
July is. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Well, so on that subject, what's the one that's got the Yeti and the Klondike miner?
Rudolph.
It's Yukon Cornelius. Rudolph.
Yes, and does that qualify as a saving the Bumble Christmas movie?
Yeah, I mean, Rudolph saves Christmas with his nose so bright.
Yeah, yes, there you go.
It's acceptable. But let's go ahead and continue moving on. Switch, you got any games
for us coming out? It is Rankin-Bass.
Okay. It's just 3 out of the, 30 indie games coming out. For starters, for everyone that likes the Hello Neighbor series, the Hello Neighbor 2 Deluxe versions are coming out this coming week. That game was originally just supposed to be a basically clean your house game, like the cleanup game, and then they just twisted it all up into your neighbor's some weird, I don't know what.
Well, the other thing about it, though, is it suffers from, I don't know what they're officially going to call it, but I'm just going to call it game theory-itis or MatPat-itis or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, mm-hmm. MatPat and Game Theory, on YouTube, kind of guessed where they were going with it. And rather than the production, the video game production company continuing on, they were like, shit, we got to change everything! And then nothing makes sense anymore.
Yeah, same thing with the ink. One I can't think
of. Bendy and the Ink Machine.
Yeah, that happened too. It happens a lot with those games. I think
FNAF suffers from that a little bit too.
Yeah, they like make something and then they wait for him to make a theory about it and then they're like, okay, this is where we need to go.
Now don't do that, right?
Yeah, or don't do that. One of the two.
Right.
Another game actually coming from GOG.com or good old games. Is a game called Chained Echoes. Actually, it's a straight-up JRPG, 2D game. I'm here for it. I haven't had a good JRPG in a while in that 2D format, pixel stuff. I'm still waiting on a price on it, but I might be playing that one soon.
I'd assume 20.
Huh? Yeah, probably around the $20 mark. It looks like it. I would probably buy it for $30 for how it looks in the quality level.
As a Canadian, your guys' pricing is witchcraft to me. Like, I don't know how you guys come to your pricing.
Well, it's just based on past experience and the fact that it's an indie developer and the fact that it's 2D and the fact that it's a JRPG, indie variety again, just going back on it, so 20 to 25.
Yeah,
oh no, I just meant with like the conversion and everything. Where I end up looking at a game after you guys, it's only $20, it's like, $40, thanks. Conversion,
well, what's your AAA game like amount? Ours is now $60 or $70,
$120.
Yeah,
sounds so weird. Right.
Yeah. And one more, which is an old game, but it's finally coming to Steam. And it's a very beloved game from one of my friends that used to live with me for a while. Dwarf Fortress is coming to Steam.
Dwarf Fortress.
This is the if you can think it, it can happen in this game, this fantasy world of your little dwarves surviving in wherever they get planted into this fantasy world. And it can go from, you know, great, you know, little home for all your little dwarves to, you know, ogres attacking to cannibalism. It can go everywhere. And it's finally just coming to Steam for everyone to kind of find it and it finally to make some more money. It was originally a free title, but it's, I guess, made it to the level of being on Steam for moolah.
Yeah, I've always heard of Dwarf Fortress, although I've never partaken, so we'll see.
It's the grandfather of those, like, the Prison Architect and Rimworld, where a whole bunch of things can happen to your settlement or, you know, group of people, and, you know, it's all procedurally generated. So, yeah, it's the grandfather of those games. So, those are the three I chose out of all the other ones.
Good choices.
Mm-hmm.
Good choices. Any AAAs coming out that we should know about?
No AAAs for this coming week. We want to get a sneaky peeky of the next Vigima games, a new Might and Magic is coming on the 13th.
Magic is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of sneaky peekies, so to speaky, we'll go ahead and launch into the Geeky Weeky, shall we? All right! So, Sunday, December 4th, it is Global Fat Bike Day, International Cheetah Day, National Cookie Day. What's everybody's favorite cookie, real quick? 12?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, God. You can't spring that sort of question. You can't make me pick just one.
Switch?
Macadamia nut.
Just macadamia nut, or are you with me with white chocolate macadamia nut?
It could be either one, but I prefer just normal macadamia nut.
Really interesting. I love white chocolate macadamia swirl. Nut.
Well, you take the two different types of cookie, and you roll it, and then you slice that and cook that like yes.
Okay, I could see that. It's also National Dice Day. So go ahead, run out to your friendly local game store and buy yourself a new set of dice because you don't have enough already.
I have like three bags already. I don't need more.
The dice in it! I actually gave two sets of dice to mutual friend because she didn't have any. I was like, here you are.
Yeah. You gave me my first set of dice, too. I just can't find them right now.
I feel like I have one out because I'd have to like, dig mine out. And even then, it's like, there's... You know, they're functional.
We have very different opinions on how to get dice.
True. Yeah. Oh, do you just print yours out nowadays?
No. You guys gift your dice to the first person. I take the person to the actual dice store, and they choose their first one.
Wow. So,
because it's a fresh new set.
You see, you got to do it like a drug dealer. You got to give them the first hit for free. Then, when they're like, ooh, shiny, it's like, you think those are shiny?
I don't know where the set. I found all of my dice except for my main set that Merlin gave me.
Were those the pink and black?
Yes, they are.
That's a good set. It's National Francis Day, National Sock Day, Santa's List Day, and he will be checking it twice, Wear Brown Shoes Day, and World Wildlife Conservation Day. Monday, December 5th, Bathtub Party Day, International Ninja Day, International Volunteer Day, so go ahead and be a volunteer ninja. It's also National Communicate with Your Kids Day, National Devin, Johnny, and Walt Disney Day. I threw in Walt Disney because that's also a name, but also good for Walt Disney. World Soil Day and Inclusive Schools Week. Tuesday, December 6th is Mitten Tree Day, National Gazpacho Day, National Microwave Oven Day, National Pawnbrokers Day, World Trick Shot Day, and St. Nicholas Day. Wednesday, December 7th, is National Cotton Candy Day, National Illinois Day, National Joy and Judith Day, both names, as well as National Pearl Harbor Day of Remembrance. Thursday, December 8th, is Immaculate Conception Day, Lard Day, as in the cooking grease lard, National Blue Collar Day, National Brownie Day, Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day.
Pretend.
I am a time traveler. I'm going forward in time 1 second per second.
As a fake real time traveler.
Hey, we are all seeing each other in the past, so it's all good.
That is technically true.
Oh, God, please don't fuck with my brain.
It's also National Simon Day, the name, not the memory game. Friday, December 9th, Christmas Card Day. If you haven't done them and sent them out by then, they're probably gonna be late. It's also International Day of Veterinary Medicine, Lost and Found Day, National Blake Day, the name, National Llama Day. So go ahead and watch The Emperor's New Groove.
Llama?
He's National supposed to be dead! Day.
Techno Day.
Boots and cats. I used to sing that to my kids, but I would, for diapers and wipes, I go get diapers and wipes and diapers and wipes and diapers and wipes.
It's also National Opal Apples Day. Finally, Saturday, December 10th, Dewey Decimal System Day, Human Rights Day, International Animal Rights Day, National Corey and Derek Day, Nobel Prize Day, and National Lager Day. Finally, but your sneaky peeky at next week's Geeky Weeky that starts with Sunday, December 11th, it is Noodle Ring Day. One of the most famous noodle rings, of course. Spaghetti, O's.
I can just keep spelling, ooh. Like that.
My cereal's trying to say something to me. It spells, ooh. Those are Cheerios, not alphabets.
Do they still make alphabets?
Yeah, they do.
They're delicious.
Yeah. Probably just with marshmallows now, though. They probably got rid of just alphabets.
Alphabets right. Ever came with marshmallows?
Oh yes. Yeah, alphabets with marshmallows? Who the fuck ever bought the blue box without it?
They come up without marshmallows up here all the time. I don't recognize a brand with marshmallows. Well, I mean, in alphabets.
I miss Lucky Charms, yes. Cereal.
They make Waffle Crisp again! I found it at Walmart! I have it in the cabinet downstairs! I freaked the fuck out when I saw it. Yes, they do in fact make Waffle Crisp again. I'm so excited about it. I apologize. My sound just went fucking crazy. I guess I
love okay. Cereal. That's why I have compressors on, you guys.
I'm so passionate about breakfast cereal. It's actually, I think, one of the first questions that I asked all of you was what your favorite breakfast cereal was. I fully judge people by their answers to that question.
Depends on the season. Because right now it's cinnamon Cheerios, but it can be a whole bunch of different things throughout the year.
All of my local stores, my favorite flavor of Cheerios is banana nut Cheerios, and some of you may have heard of it. Some
of you may not. Banana caramel Cheerios now.
Oh,
I have those. I haven't seen that. Too.
Damn.
Yeah. See, I'm a Hufflepuff.
You are now in charge of buying me cereal.
Right.
I'm a Hufflepuff. You try to make me pick a favorite food of anything, and I will fight you. It's like, no, it's old food. Bring it to me now.
What's your favorite kind of cookie? Yes.
Pretty much.
Everything but white chocolate macadamia nut, honestly.
Liar!
I don't like macadamia nuts in cookies. I don't like the texture.
You are allowed to be wrong. It's fine.
I reckon, like, that was, like, one of my ex-husband's favorite cookies. I believe that may be one of Dress Black's favorite cookies. Like, I just don't like them. I wish I did.
Your tongue can be wrong. It's fine.
I know.
One that I don't see very often that I like is oatmeal craisin white chocolate.
I have seen cranberry white chocolate cookies. Not with the oatmeal. Subway actually did like a cranberry white chocolate cookie for a while that was really solid.
If you wanted to do a cookie for nutritional purposes, like, hey, you don't get a lot of food, I'm bringing you cookies, what cookie would you suggest?
I mean, if you're trying to be healthy, I feel like you have to go oatmeal raisin, but a lot of people are very divided about raisins, so you could honestly go, like, oatmeal peanut butter chocolate chip.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Peanut butter chocolate chip will help outweigh the oatmeal, but the oatmeal gives it nutritional value. Look, you are talking to a mom of two that has to cram nutrients into her kids any way that she can.
Peanut butter chocolate chip
hides several sins. Not all of them, but several sins.
Anyway, Moo, we're running a little bit long on time, but you got any gasm for us?
We are. Actually, less gasm this week. I think maybe we might have to bring you some separate gasm just on the side. Maybe we'll do a separate little spicy podcast this week to give you guys something. But
Could this be the return of a quest?
I don't know if you boys realize it, but it is December 1st.
Yeah, I've mentioned that a couple of times.
This time last year looked very different.
I got an update. It's just like, oh, here is your update. Last year you went to
place
blank area, and I was like, oh, I remember that.
This time last year, I was putting my kiddos to bed at Merlin's house, actually, and then recording this podcast from Merlin's room. And it is, I don't want to say bananas after the whole elevator thing. It is surreal to think how much has changed in a year, right? Just how different everything looked a year ago, and how, I don't want to say how little hope I had, because that wasn't a thing, but how little there was to look forward to, and how difficult it was to kind of see where the silver lining was coming from. Knew that it was there, because that's just kind of my personality a little bit. Like, I know it's there, right? It's just a matter of how long am I going to have to reach for it. And there are definitely still days that feels like that. But I'm very thankful once again to you guys for this, for being a part of my past year. And so I'm going to take this opportunity, rather than get spicy, I will get separately spicy for you guys. We'll do another spicy podcast. Hear that, listeners. Listen up in the coming week for it. But I'm going to take this opportunity to call you three out on air and give you some homework. I told you this beforehand, but I'm doing it here so the listeners hear me say it too. Think about what happened to you in this last year. Good, bad, indifferent, but just give me a couple things that you think were significant this year. I want to talk about what we thought was significant. And we won't do it next week. We'll do it a little closer to Christmas time. And just think about what this year has been for all of us. And so with that in mind, I promise, listeners, to get spicy for you, and we will do a spicy podcast, and we will come up with something good for this upcoming week. Sound fair, gentlemen?
Sounds fair.
The return of Gumpy.
Gumpy.
Don't talk to me about Gumpy.
Well, I guess with that, then, we can go ahead and wrap things up. Mostly on time.
Mostly on time. Week.
What? What? We're going to be less than an hour?
I know, right?
What?
Oh, God,
we're really screwing over our metrics now.
The metrics I've been trying to get us on for so long.
I know, right?
So, anyway, thank you all so much for listening or viewing or, hey, just doing whatever. You know, maybe you found us on a whim. Maybe you found us on purpose. Maybe a friend suggested it, but welcome. Hi, how you doing?
We're glad you're here.
Yeah. You can go ahead and find us. We belong here. You guys, you can still leave if you want to.
Run away right now as fast as you can.
Yeah, it happens. There's I no got stuck here. A year later.
True.
But if you do want to find us at a couple of different places on the internet, you can go ahead and check out our link tree at linktr.ee/nerdgasm, spelled...
N3RDGA5M.
Some of us are trying to get a little bit back into the habit of streaming. I think I saw Switch was on for a little bit playing Warhammer?
I was playing, yeah, the basically Diablo version of Warhammer 40,000. But definitely getting into Darktide, which is all first-person shootery and Left 4 Dead feeling. So maybe some more of that soon.
Yeah, and I've been playing a little bit of Pokemon Violet, as well as a very short stream when I started playing GTA 5. So I might get back into those.
Merlin, did you get a new light?
No.
Your eyes are very prominent tonight.
New camera. They look lovely. Because... the light's a little bit higher, and instead of staring into the camera that would be right here, mm-hmm. the camera's up here.
Oh. Well, they look lovely. I apologize for derailing that.
But, yeah, and 12 will definitely still be doing stuff. He and I are still working on a couple of gameplays that are coming through on the YouTube channel, so you could always go ahead and check that out, too.
I have some spooky content I want to talk to you about, too.
There you go. But yeah, in the meantime, please remember, especially during this season, and I know I say this every week, but especially this season, please be excellent to each other.
Enjoy yourselves and love yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Give yourselves grace and know that however long the tunnel may be, every tunnel ends.
Stumbling is not failure. You are not the problem you think you are. I don't care if I've used those before. I'm going to drill this into all of you.
Think spicily about your friends, but respectfully. Stay naughty.
There you go. So until next time, dear listeners, thank you once again for hanging out, and we will go ahead and talk at you later. Bye for now.
Bye, friends.